He was a big man. He didn't have cash. He was a big man. His house was made of ashes and glass. Ashes and glass. Yeah, I don't know. It is October the 26th, 2020, right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Cannot believe it. Can't believe you nice people are here with me to talk about the present and the past and the future. Cannot believe it. Don't want to believe it. Can't see it. He was a big man. His house was made of ashes and glass. Doesn't that sound like someone you know? Some human being that crawled out of bed this morning? Yeah, I don't know. First topic. And this is one I've already beaten like a dead horse, but I feel like bringing it up again because it's a worthy conversation. And if you wonder why I'm drinking and why I'm making that noise, it's because I'm drinking some herbal tea. This tea was sent to me from a really cool dude who also sent me a cigar and some other stuff when I thought I had the COVID. I really had a cold, but this dude was really, really generous. A really generous dude. He gave me some vodka. Yeah. Yes, he gave me some really good vodka. Anywho, first topic is the big reset. I don't really know what to tell you. I'm of the opinion that there's some truth to when people say things like, well, Dan, the evil satanic cabal that runs the world has to give people little hints. You know, shit they put in the Simpsons cartoon, crap that fucking, you know, Richard Dawkins would have said or something. Or fucking Hawking, you know. Richard Dawkins or fucking Stephen Hawking, whatever. Yeah, so maybe that's true. Maybe they do get Carl Sagan to say shit and then it happens. And maybe it is just predictive programming. I don't think it's that simple. I also think they provide people with what I would call nice little convenient short-term necessary illusions. And the big reset kind of feels like that. It feels like another one of these kinds of necessary illusions. There's been several kinds of shit that we've gotten this year. We've gotten bullshit, and a lot of that. A lot of bullshit, especially around the monkey herpes. A lot of bullshit around the monkey herpes. On so many levels, it is stupid. This whole COVID-Rona thing is so fucking stupid, I'm tired. I cannot begin to explain to people how satanic it is that people are willing to put the lives of children at risk for this fucking lie. And let me be more specific, because I think this is a point worth making in a few podcasts. The mask enables people who want to abduct children. Do you fucking understand what I just said? A human being's ability to communicate pain, fear, suffering, how can I phrase this? A lot of that is in the part of your face that fucking mask covers up. So yeah, we've been exposed to different kinds of shit this year. One kind of shit is bullshit. One kind of shit is true shit. And this is when and this is disclosure. This is the fucking, you know, the bullshit is the monkey herpes and the race war. The true shit is stuff like Epstein and probably the Hunter Biden shit. I have no doubt that one of their fucking strategies, and I actually talked about this in January, is to dump shit on us. Dump revelation after revelation after revelation. Oh my God, here's the ultimate truth. It was like that bullshit, what was it? Al Capone's Vault 7 from fucking WikiLeaks back in 2017 or whatever it was. I mean, talk about hype. It was the segue of 2017. Or at least Al Capone's Vault. And it really didn't turn out to be much of anything, really, to be blunt, but it sure as shit confused the fuck out of people. And so we're going to talk about shit here for a second. Before we get into the big reset, let's talk about shit. There's bullshit. Race war is bullshit. Fucking COVID is bullshit. Tons and tons of bullshit. And then there is true shit. Like, for example, Epstein and the horrid pedophilia bullshit that are real shit that our government's involved in, the actual horrible pedophilia system. It is disgusting, and it is probably true, and the revelations serve a purpose. They confuse, they amaze, they astound, they horrify, they shock. So there's two types of bullshit, and they all kind of do the same shit. Or I should say, let's talk about the kinds of shit. We're getting confused over shit. First is bullshit, which is completely false. Second is the true shit, which is true, but serves a purpose to cover up something else. You know, and then number three are the happy, happy, happy hangout shrimp sandwiches. You know how they say you can have a shit sandwich or a shrimp salad? Well, they'll give you a shrimp salad sandwich, and they'll say, here it is. It's really just a shit sandwich. It really is just bullshit of the first order. But they'll give it to you, like the big reset. Because think about the Bitcoin motherfuckers. They want the electricity to work. Okay, there is no scenario where they're going to be happy if for some period of time this wretched neo-Stalinist sclerotic hellhole stops functioning. That doesn't fit their little fantasy world. So I can tell you right now, the crypto people, their mouths are watering over the big reset. Because you know what it means? It might be a Bill Gates up your butt THX 1138 hellhole, but the lights will be on. And then I can mine Bitcoin. So yeah, crypto people love the big reset. So the third kind of shit is what they'll call shrimp salad sandwich, but it is really just bullshit, more bullshit. And the basic ratio I gave you is 1/3 of truth, but the reality is they just sprinkle a little truth in there. It's not 1/3. It's mostly bullshit of either the first order, which is outright fear-mongering lies, or bullshit of the second order, which is happy, happy bullshit, funny sideways crap that people can kind of shoehorn their mental vision of their future into, like the reset or China's going to take over the world. I love that one. You know what my favorite CIA bullshit of all time, other than the fucking missile gap, was the Japanese are going to take over the world. Shit, I guess most of you are not fucking old enough to remember that fucking bullshit. But in that bullshit, there's still a future, and in that future, there's still electricity. In fact, in the Japanese take over the world future, fuck. That could be pretty cool. That's right. So maybe we confused ourselves with shit. My point is, most of what they're feeding you is pure bullshit. Some of it is scaremongering bullshit. Some of it is happy-go-lucky shit. Like and I know the reset doesn't sound happy-go-lucky, but like I said, the people that want to keep the electricity on, to people who want to go to a grocery store and buy whatever fucking protein cube they're going to shove down their throat pipe, to people that want to have their 800 channels, The big reset is far less fearful than everything just stops working in very unpredictable and chaotic ways. That scenario is scary as fuck. In that scenario, if you're not calling people you haven't spoken to in a while, you should start right now. Okay? I don't really know when the last snowflake will cause the avalanche. But once the avalanche starts, I promise you, a lot of shit is going to stop. It's just going to stop working. You know, I said this earlier and I'll say it again because I don't think people are fucking listening. In order to reset something, something has to be there. Okay? It cannot be completely destroyed. And from what I can tell, they have, for the most part, destroyed civic society. So that's my thoughts on the reset, you know, round two, round three. The big reset. I think it's a happy, as weird as it sounds, because it is a dystopia. But it is a dystopia where the electricity is on, and I think that appeals to people now. They're bargaining. Remember, folks, you don't get to acceptance until you get to depression. And most Americans right now are in denial, anger, or bargaining. Okay? And they're looking for any fucking scenario by which their normal life can continue. And if it's called the big reset, even if it's kind of scary, so it sort of fits a little bit into the fear zone, a little bit, you know, into the whatever zone, cool zone for some people, the fact is it might be net scary. The electricity's on. Sounds weird. The water works, sort of. Yes, they'll probably poison you and shave your head. Yes, they'll probably remove any concept of gender. Yes, they'll probably put things in you that will give you cancer, but you can keep mining Bitcoin. And that's what you want, right? Yeah. Next topic, and I hope to just drive through this like a fucking Mack truck going 80 miles an hour over a bunch of black-clad fucking communists. Social fucking contract. Social motherfucking contract. If you believed in that shit prior to 2020, and you're now towards the end of 2020, and really just a few short months, if you believe that there was such a thing as social contract and you live in the state of Washington, let me explain social contract. Me and a friend of mine recorded on video City of Seattle workers helping to build out that communist snake pit in Capitol Hill called Chaz Chop. All the fucking videos are on my fucking YouTube channel. Not that anybody really gets through the shadow ban except for fucking trolls. But I recorded it. I have a City of Seattle employee actually saying, yeah, we're here to help them. And I saw front loaders and food. I saw, I believe, a city councilman and probably some undercover cops. Yeah. So you can tell me whatever bullshit about Antifa and Black Lives Matter, whatever you want to tell me. These are completely supported insurgent operations, pretty much like ISIS, pretty much like Al-Qaeda, except for they're doing it here at home. And believe me, I was in the Army. There's a place called Fort Polk, Louisiana. There's a thing called JRTC. I am tired of telling people this, so research this shit yourself. Research SASO operations, research reality. The United States military has been doing this shit to other countries for decades. Now they're doing it to you. You know, welcome to the club. And the problem is they're breaking it. Okay, if there was ever a thing called social contract, the fucking shit they're doing has completely obliterated. Mayor Durkin, whatever social contract she believes existed, she set fire to that crap when she supported this bullshit. And I'm sorry, I don't buy the little psyop of Antifa marching up to her fucking mansion. Put that into the category of Les Mis street theater also. And if you believe that fucking story, holy smokes, I got a Reichstag fire to sell you. Reichstag fire to sell you if you believe that little demonstration of black-clad freaks following the orders of Kachawama Shapalamabad, the communist of the city, Seattle City Council, if you believe that was real and not manufactured street Les Mis, you're a fucking moron. Yes, that was designed to cover her ass. That was designed to give Mayor fucking Durkin plausible deniability. But everything I saw on June the 16th at around 9 a.m., it's recorded. There were probably 50 to 100 City of Seattle people and other operators supporting, yeah, Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And there were people in that neighborhood who do something called paying property taxes. And they were being boxed into that fucking New World Order snake pit. Tell me again about social contract, please. Tell me why you believe that's even a thing at this point. How fucking stupid are you? And this fucking mask, yeah, I'll beat up on it some more. Governor Inslee, the guy who has PDFs on the fucking website. You can make your own mask. That's scientific. It's so scientific. Yeah, Governor Inslee, these masks totally, as I've said and I'll keep repeating, enable child abduction. These masks enable rape. You are a motherfucker. They don't do anything to help people, but they do enable the victimization of children. And frankly, a lot of at-risk people. Please tell me again about your fucking social contract. Looks like it's ashes to me. I don't think it was ever a thing. I think it was probably a pixie dust princess riding a unicorn of bullshit. But if it was ever a thing, Edward Teller reincarnated into a French bulldog, took over a Trident submarine, and sent a China Cap 20 megaton warhead right at the fucking head of that little tiny princess riding a tiny little pixie dust unicorn. If there ever was such a thing as the social contract, it is gone. The fact that there are people today who don't realize that or don't understand that is one of the many indications that I have that Humpty Dumpty is not being put back together again. Next topic. I don't know. I don't want to talk about that. Already have. Social contracts done. Let's talk propaganda. There are many, many tools for propaganda. The first tool we're going to talk about two today, primarily. And they're kind of related. One of the tools of propaganda is the madman. The madman serves a very interesting purpose, because the purpose of the madman, and it can be madwoman, in today's case, I think you could posit Greta Thunberg or that asshole Al Gore. The purpose of the madman is to take a serious fucking issue that might in fact be a real problem and make it look foolish. Now you need to listen to what I just fucking said. The purpose of the madman is to take a serious issue and make it look stupid. When I think, and I'm not here to sell you anthropomorphic global warming, wake the fuck up. That might in fact be the stupid thing, okay, that they're selling to cover up something else. But the main purpose of the madman is to basically deflect. If people say we should care, well, Al Gore is the clown freak, or Greta Thunberg is the clown freak this week. The reality is these motherfuckers jet around. I said jet around. They use more resources than most of you ever fucking will. Their entire message is pure bullshit. They serve one fucking purpose. The madman, in every propaganda scenario, serves only one fucking purpose. And that is to take a serious issue and make it look stupid. So, do we know what the madman does? I hope we do. In the coming months, you need to meditate on that. The next thing is something I call currying truth, okay? Now, I love curry. I love curry, especially when you make it with French bulldog. I love curry. But what does it mean to curry the truth? Well, here's what you do as a propagandist. You don't just tell lies, okay? If you guys think that's how, okay, in the Soviet Union, where you could put people in camps and blow their brains out, you probably could tell really stupid lies all the time. But even then, and this is something that Sovietologists at the CIA discovered in the 60s and 70s, even then, if you know how to read between the lines, you can learn some truth. You can read Pravda and read Izvestia. Yes, there's going to be lies, but actual propaganda only works if you sprinkle in a little bit of truth. Yes, the lies are smelly and disgusting. They're fucking terrible. But you sprinkle in a little bit of truth, and all of a sudden the lies don't smell so bad. That's why you got the curry. That's why you got spices, guys. Why do you think spices became such a big deal in the Middle Ages? Well, one reason why spices and perfumes were such a fucking big deal is a couple things. One, food went rotten. Two, people got smelly. Yeah, sorry about that. That's why you added the spice to some nasty, smelly chunk of meat, or you sprinkled some perfume on some smelly fucking farmer's wench. That's another way to do propaganda. You take a smelly farmer's wench and you sprinkle a little perfume on her, and holy shit, she's the princess of the ball. You take a rotten piece of maggot-infected meat, you sprinkle a little saffron and other things on it, all of a sudden you can shove that rotten glumbus down your crompus throat. This is called currying the truth, okay? You add a little curry, which means you add a little truth, but you don't add much. You should probably never go above 20%. For functional reasons as well. But here's the other thing too. You got to pick your truth carefully. This is the thing about 2020. A lot of people look at all these revelations like they're random, and they're not. They're not. They're the kinds of truths that are not random. They are hitting really big notes of fear and loathing, sadness, disgust, horror. They're hitting the right notes, but in a lot of ways, they're not really getting to the end. Like the why, okay? People are missing the fucking point. So a lot of these truths are simply designed, like I said, to shock people, okay? But they're picking the right kinds of truth. The truths they're picking right now totally feed the Q bullshit. So that works. The Q bullshit is maintained by the fact that they're releasing these truths about pedophilia and stuff like that. And listen, I'm calling them true. These are true things. The people that quote-unquote rule the world are evil scumbags. And yes, they do probably ritualistically abuse children. This is true. But you can't just assume that you're learning about this because it's random or accidental, is my point. So we've had a lot of lies this year, and then they sprinkle in a little bit of truth on a giant big picture. That kind of shocking truth keeps the lies going. It really does, guys. Especially if people start saying, well, Q must be true because blah, blah, blah. So anyways, Currying, important, if you want to lie to people, make sure you tell some truth. If you don't tell some truth, people will figure that shit out. They will. It's much more difficult to figure out the lie if there's truth sprinkled in. Next topic, let's see. Well, I don't want to talk about that. So, yeah, I don't want to talk about this one either. I was thinking about talking about guns, but it's stupid. I don't want to talk about that. That's a joke. Moving on, Corn Pop. So I have a make-believe account called Corn Pop. And a friend of mine on Twitter tried to post an article from Gateway Pundit about how China is releasing a couple of, well, videos of Hunter Biden masturbating or doing something gross. And I don't even, you know, it's like I said, these things are designed to shock and amaze. I'm not really sure what the outcome's going to be other than shock and amazement. But anyways, gross and gross. But when you do tweet it, you instantaneously get blocked. You do. It's like instantaneous block. I thought that was funny. My account was locked out because I tweeted something about Hunter Biden. The notes are there in the link if you want to see. So I'm going to switch to, I just hit the notes for today. I already covered. Let's go to, 10/23, which is, you know, a few days ago. Shit, 10/23, that's Friday. So there is another narrative that does compete with the Trump narrative, although right now I would say my gut tells me Trump's going to win. But let's talk about the Biden-Harris narrative. If Biden-Harris won, there are people who say, well, actually, I have friends who believe, and I respect their belief, that whatever the outcome, there's going to be insurrection and civil war. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, what we've seen so far is, like I said, it's Les Mis bullshit. It's what I referred to in the springtime as a controlled burn, okay? We have seen Black Lives Matter, LARPing bullshit, but we haven't actually seen any anchored triple strand concertina wire yet. We haven't really seen checkpoints manned with military with 50 cal machine guns. So there are things we haven't gotten to quite yet, and I suspect it means that we're not really there yet. I don't know that the Civil War thing happens, but let's imagine a scenario, and it's a gross one. If you're a Trump voter, this will gross you out, okay? Trigger alert. Imagine a scenario where Biden-Harris wins. And what that really means is Kamala Harris wins because Joseph Biden, I call him the magic carpet. He really is. He's a magic carpet. His whole purpose in life is to basically allow someone like Kamala to ride her way. And we all know her. We all know how she likes doing that. It'll allow Kamala to ride her way into the White House. And for whatever constitutional reasons, maybe they keep him in what I would call a Schrodinger RBG state where he's kind of alive, kind of dead. Nobody really knows. And they probably keep Biden in that state until the springtime. But that's a separate, you know, separate sub-storyline or subplot. So Biden-Harris wins. In this scenario, Trump comes out the next day and says, I am a statesman, and I believe we should do the right thing, and the Democrats are constantly not doing the right thing, and the right thing to do now is to be a statesman, and in the name of America, I concede. Now, folks, even though right now I think there's an 80% chance that Trump is going to win, I still think, and I guess that sounds way too Pareto principle, so let's call it 75-25, okay? I think there's a 75% chance that Trump's going to win now. But there's still that 1 in 4 chance that Biden-Harris does, and it's not because of voting. Get that shit out of your fucking head. It's not because of the vote. Your vote doesn't count. The fucking ballots are not connected to anything. Get over that shit. But it is in terms of sort of sussing out, like a Sovietologist from the CIA, where the narrative for the elite is headed. And there is, at least I still think, a 25% chance that it's the Biden-Harris narrative. Let me explain. Biden-Harris wins. Trump is a statesman. My fellow Americans, the Democrats are usually so lame, and they're bitchy and moany about the outcome of elections. I will turn over the government. I will do the right thing. Because, you know, it's huge. Yeah, it's huge. It's huge! So Trump is the statesman. And then Q, where are you? Is that you, Q? Is that you, Q, out there somewhere? Then Q comes out and tells the QAnons that, well, keep your powder dry. We're still in the battle. So basically, they'll probably get the what I would call go to sleep mode message. Be on watch. Trust the plan. Where we go one, we go all. Lots of bromides, lots of pointlessness. And then, in this really fucked up scenario in my notes from Friday, yeah, Biden dies, Harris becomes president, and we have Vice President Bill Gates. And if you're asking me, this 1 in 4 scenario, is this kind of the mark of the beast scenario? Yeah, it kind of is. You see, if Trump wins, I think odds are Bill Gates will become what we'll call the COVID czar. And so the real outcome is the same. But this is a different scary way of getting to that kind of fucked up New World Order reset. Now, for both these scenarios, I don't believe in perpetual motion machines, so I don't know how they pull it off resource-wise. Like, I do think they've so busted things up that both of these scenarios, Trump wins or Biden wins, are just the outcome is the same. You're taking over control of a really broken, rusty machine that is about to explode. So I'm not really sure that it makes much of a fucking difference. Though, when we consider the reset narrative, I get why people think about this. Because again, as long as the electricity's on, Dan, I'll be happy. As long as Twitter works, I'll be happy, Dan. Promise me my mobile phone will work. But indeed, as of right now, I would say there's a better than 50% chance, probably 75% chance, that the narrative is pointing towards Trump wins. But there is a 1 in 4 chance that it's the Biden-Harris bullshit. And if it's Biden-Harris, then yeah, Vice President Bill Gates in April 2021. Hoo-hoo-hoo! Do the gematria on that bullshit, people. Next topic. I have been getting a lot of weird notices from my credit union lately. Like, the site will be down. The site will be down. This is scheduled maintenance. Thank you. site will be down. I have said recently that what we're going through in economic terms is technically austerity. And what that means is that the Federal Reserve is printing lots and lots of money for really wealthy scumbags and for people that got themselves into trouble, like with bonds, for example, like, you know, things called junk bonds. Also known as high yield credit. Dan, why does it have such a high yield? Do you think the word junk is accidental? So high yield credit is credit that you give to people you don't trust, also known as loan sharking. Yeah, sorry that the names aren't quite so fancy when you get back to fucking reality. Yeah, fucking reality. Bankers do that a lot. Yeah, so anywho, what we're going through is technically austerity. The rich and the powerful are being made whole. And this is the one thing that's true of 2020 that I figured out early. This is a robbery, okay? I don't know if they intend to steal the money and then just sort of pretend it didn't happen, like 2008 and 2009, or if they intend to steal the money because it's over. And when I say money, I really mean resources. Because money at this point, in the it's over scenario, is almost irrelevant. It's not to say that it doesn't still work. It's just to say that they know at some point in the future it's not gonna. That's what that means. But what we're going through right now as part of the robbery is austerity. And there's a reason for that. If they printed money and gave as much money to all of us as they're giving to their friends, we would be in hyperinflation like tomorrow or earlier. They won't do that, okay? They're not going to make you whole. If you're an ordinary schmuck who thought that you were playing by the rules and you did the right thing, I don't know what to tell you. Your 401k, your retirement fund, the Social Security, whatever happens in 2021, that shit is toast. Yes, they'll lie to you, they'll still send you a letter, and if you're not eligible, they'll still blow smoke up your ass. Oh yeah, by the time you're 68, but it's bullshit. That's reality. That's coming at us no matter what. Those pensions, those retirement funds, all those paper assets are going to go to their ground state value, which for most of it, for the 4 or 5 quadrillion in debt and counterparty risk that sits over planet Earth right now in the form of derivatives and swaps and whatnot, most of that's going to go to its true value, which is zero. So, for example, when someone says that, look at Jeff Bezos, he's the richest man in the world, after it goes to zero, he still might be, but it's not going to be the same. And also, there are going to be resources that he will no longer be able to maintain control of. So a lot of things change for the rich and powerful if we figure out that the true value of the US dollar is zero, is nothing. We're just not there yet. So right now we have austerity to keep the dollar from tanking. That's why we have it, okay? Don't know when it's going to end. I have a quote from Dr. Freckles, but I beat the dead horse. If you put on a muzzle, you're preparing to be raped. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. So here's a weird theory that I was thinking about on Friday. I was watching that fucking movie Capricorn 1, and it occurred to me that what if Watergate, the whole Watergate scandal, that really doesn't kick off into overdrive until the summer of 73, what if the whole Watergate scandal was a cover bullshit thing to basically cover up the murder of everybody involved in faking Apollo? Keep in mind, the Apollo moon program, as we know it, ended in 1972. Okay, I believe it was 72. You can double check. It might have been 73, but I don't think so. So Watergate basically starts at about the time the moon program ends. What if Watergate's purpose was to keep everybody busy? Keep fucking, you know, one of those guys... the Washington Post dudes. I was going to say Gilbert and Sullivan. No, that's musical bullshit. Anyways, what if Watergate was simply designed, you know, Woodward and Bernstein, right? What if Watergate was designed to keep people like Woodward and Bernstein going down rabbit holes that were totally stupid? What if they basically went, I mean, here, think about it. What if they went to Nixon and said, dude, you know, for whatever reason, here's the plan. You're going to be leaving office. You need to create a lot of bullshit. You need to do this. Hey, do we need to show you the movie of that other angle of, you know, Kennedy being killed? Do we have to do that again? There, you know, Richard, Dick. So what if Watergate's whole purpose was to cover up the massive close down, the what in the world of assassinations they call wet work? But they also call it clean, they call them cleaners. The wet work is the assassination, but cleaners. What if the cleaners had to go in and clean up, which also means kill a lot of people, kill the production assistants, the people that edited film, everybody involved in faking Apollo? What if that was what Watergate really was? And then meditate on this. There are people who believe, and I don't, but people who believe the earth is flat, and there are people who believe that the earth is roughly constructed the way the Bible describes, and that there are literal waters above the dome of the earth. So if you open the gates, the waters can come down. They believe that's what happened in the flood. It wasn't ordinary rain. It was waters from the heavens, from above the dome. So think about the phrase Watergate. It's interesting. It's weird. It means nothing. And I'm not saying this is what happened. This is 100% speculation. If some motherfucking troll comes along and says, Dan, where's your proof? Dude, I didn't say I had any. I simply thought about this. I used my intuition. And the fact is, Watergate seems like a really stupid, really, really stupid scandal in retrospect when you compare it to things like the attempted, you know, coup against President Trump. If you believe everything we've learned so far, it looks like the Obama administration and people who worked for him continue to do so even after Trump was elected, but it looked like the Obama administration basically broke the law to violate the Constitution, which is basically literally high crimes, and that's treason. That's the worst you can do. So, yeah, Watergate looks kind of prosaic and pastoral, like, you know, a Rembrandt painting at this point. It doesn't really look like much, to be honest with you. So there you go. Weird conspiracy theory. I don't want to talk about that. I rode the mule with a coyote princess. We were finding safe landing in a tiny poor place. But our friend left us starving by the Rio Grande. In the night, we were hunted like rats. In the day, we were baked like tortillas. Our bodies were scabbed and broken by the end. Yeah, that was some weird thought from Friday. You can figure out what it means. This is a abstract representation of a conversation between Hunter Biden's consciousness and Corn Pop. Corn Pop, his dealer from 1994. You said we can do just one more rock. And my feces turned bloody. You said we had no money for urgent care. You dumped me in the Duwamish as if I wasn't there. And you tell me you are my friend, Corn Pop. To the end. I will eat glass and sand. Remember the demons you brought them. Remember the angel dust hookers. You stabbed them and dumped them on a ferry to Bremerton. Yes, you did. You stabbed them and dumped them on a ferry to Bremerton. Remember the night? It never ended, wound up like the eternal darkness of my raccoon heart. But go ahead and eat paste of whale. Indeed, go ahead and eat paste of whale. Go ahead. Yeah, I almost feel like I should check the time on this one. We're almost going too far backwards in time, traveling beyond the layers. We're back to the 22nd, which would be Thursday. Yeah, this is a bit of a writer's bullshit here. I won't go there. Melancholia, that's depressing. Fucking SoundCloud is posting these goddamn bullshit vote crap. I think they're a German company. So doesn't that mean they are, interfering with the American election, kind of? I mean, I don't know. It just seems like bullshit to me. But like I said, I think voting is bullshit, so why do I care? Next fucking topic. I got locked out of Twitter, like I care. You take the dead things you find in a ditch. You take the dead things that you find in a ditch. You mash them into a paste. You shove them down your mouth pipe. You listen to Metallica and set off firecrackers in the dark. Where did that come from? And I think I'll close it out there. You know, we'll wrap up those notes into a bundle. If I didn't cover something, please don't hold it over my head. Imagine my head, my mind. Imagine my mind had a door. Imagine my mind had a door, and on the door there was a sign. And on the sign it said, "Gone fishing." That's where I feel like I'm at sometimes. That's right. Gone fishing. Have a great rest of your Monday. Why don't you go fishing? In your mind.